Hello.
Oh, hi, Trinity. It's Tina from Local Splash. I was getting back to you regarding your cancellation request.
Yes.
Hi, how are you? Sorry that I got back to you so late. It's been a busy day. Is now a good time, or should we call back in the morning? I know you're on East Coast time.
Yeah, we know it's fine.
Okay, good, good. Okay, so what's going on?
You guys for like, I think it was about a month, almost a month now.
Uh-huh.
Not really feeling it. He's just wanting, he wants me to get at work right now, so.
So I need to give you guys some options because if you recall in the terms and conditions that he acknowledged with his e-signature, there's a $597 early termination fee for any accounts that are canceled within the first 90 days. After the first 90 days, you can cancel at any time and there aren't any charges to do so. But yeah, I definitely wouldn't want him to get hit with that, you know, especially if, you know, he doesn't like the service so far. What specifically is not panning out? Because it's only 2 weeks in, and typically first page placement takes, you know, a little bit longer than that. It takes about 45 to 60 days to get fully optimized on Google.
I know he's just having problems with getting in contact and with any kind to help him, you know, figure out how to use the app, you know. And No, it's not even caring that we're part of it. You get what I'm saying? So just kind of over it. He's just like, screw it, you know. I could just do it myself. But how can – that's crazy that it – so it's such – you pay the five – you're paying $500 no matter what.
So the $549 that he paid on February 11th, that's a non-refundable amount. However, the part of that goes towards the early termination fee, so the balance would be just $398. So how that works is each month, when he pays us $299, $199 goes towards the early termination fee. And by the third month, he's already paid the $597, which means at that point there isn't an early termination fee. So of the $549 that he paid initially, $199 goes towards the early termination fee if he wanted to cancel. But I would highly recommend that you try to stick it out only because there is a solid book of business in your backyard. But because initially you had a weaker internet presence, it's slipping through your fingers, right? And this is something that will put you front and center and get your phone ringing with new clients. I was concerned a little bit about, though, there was a note in here about that you guys felt that you had been lied to about something. What was it that he felt that was a lie?
I have a clue. So.
It what?
He just said he just called and pretty much cancel it, but wait until the 90. What day was it that it started? So I know. Like what day
it started on February 11th, so you would only have the March 11th and the April 11th, and after that you can cancel and there wouldn't be any fees, but by then you're probably
like
going to be, go ahead, Trinity.
Okay. Oh, sorry, April 12th I can just call, right?
Absolutely, you can call and cancel on that date. Now, if you've had trouble getting through, I want to give you my direct line. My name is Tina. I always answer my phone calls live, but if I'm on the other line or I'm in a meeting, it might go to my voicemail, and if that happens, I'll call you right back. But I want you to have a point of contact just because you had some issues getting through. We have an AI agent that answers the phones when we're not here, so I don't know if maybe there's a glitch in the inbound system but I'll text you my direct line. It's 777 and my name is Tina. Okay. So that way, if you ever have any issues, you can call me and, you know, I'll preface it by letting you know I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. There might be a time that you call in and I can't help you, but at least I can certainly get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
Alrighty. Well, yep. Appreciate it.
No problem. It was nice talking to you. Have a great rest of your evening, too, okay? Thank you. Bye, Trinity.